Three.
Hi, everybody. Today is January 13th, a new year. And we just dedicate and consecrate this day and year unto you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Today is redeemed from the curse of the law. Deuteronomy 28 talks about the curse. These curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee if you will not observe to do all the words of the law, and every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of the law. However, in the New Testament, Galatians 3:13, Jesus Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse. He was made sin. He was made sickness for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. The Bible says that all sickness and disease is a curse of the law. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, the law specifically named 11 diseases as being a curse of the law. Then verse 61 encompasses all sickness and all disease as a curse of the law. But Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Christ is not going to redeem us. He already has redeemed us. Peter, looking back to the sacrifice at Calvary, said, quote, by whose stripes you were healed, 1 Peter 2:24. Not going to be healed, but were healed. That is a secret. Some people say, I know I was healed, I were healed, but I'm still sick. That's because faith has to come into the picture to bring the manifestation of your healing. God remembers that he laid on Jesus not only the sins and iniquities of us all, but also our sickness and disease. Diseases, Isaiah 53, verses 4 and 5. Jesus remembers that he bore our sins and sicknesses for us. Matthew 8, 17. Therefore, the Holy Spirit inspired Peter to write, quote, by whose stripes you were healed. Confession. According to Deuteronomy 28, all sickness and disease is a curse of the law.
All sickness and disease is a curse of the law.
But according to Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed us from,
Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law.
Therefore, I am redeemed from sickness.
Therefore, I am redeemed from sickness. Amen.